Sunday.
Sunday? Today is Sunday. No, Saturday. Monday. Today is Saturday, right? Oh, I also forget. Too busy, forgot. I even forgot my birthday. I never remember. Not today, but don't dream about it. Yesterday you had party already, yeah? Okay. We must go green to save the planet, yeah? Message is clear, even written in Chinese. No excuse for you, Chinese people, huh? We wet, see that? Ah, yeah. Go green. green here, save the planet here. Yeah, okay, good. They spread it out too much, you know, and you have to, you know, like this, you know, people to see that. It's funny how just a little different dress makes different, huh? Yeah. Just a few bling, huh? Makes it look like big deal, huh? It's not really. It's not very big deal. It's easy to make, right? Look, so simple. Just cut like T-shape, yeah, and sew it, zigzag, you're done. And buy a few spray, you know, be red, go green, save planet, yeah? Just those are in the bottle, you squeeze it like a pen. Yeah, and look like glamorous. No big deal. Vietnamese? Ah, đồng chí, mình nhói. Ở đâu qua vậy? Ở Mỹ này, đồng chí Lai hả? Đồng chí Lai, ha? Mấy đồng chí Việt Nam ở qua Mỹ ha, nói tiếng Việt cho đàng hoàng hay chưa? À, tôi nghe mấy người nói chuyện gì đâu kỳ cục lắm á. À. Người Mỹ người ta nói không quen thì đúng rồi ha. Mình người Việt phải nói cho đàng hoàng ha. Đây có nhiều cái ví dụ đưa cho coi nè. Ha. Ví dụ mấy người ta tên là Đặng Bá Lập biết không? Cái người Mỹ nói thành Đặng Bá Lập. Bá Lập hả? Bá Lập á. Hiểu chưa? À, Võ Gia Cự nói cái thằng Vô Gia Cư. À, Đặng Thập Thơ nó nói Đặng Thập Thọ. À, Võ Giai Tân cái là Vô Giải Tán. À, hiểu chưa? Còn nữa, cái này Nha Dương Thượng á, không hay là Dương Thượng Nha gì đó, nó kêu là Nhà Dương Thương. À, Võ Hiếu Đạo nó kêu là Vô Vô Hiếu Đạo ha. Nhiều khi đọc trật lắc vậy đó. Võ Duyên cái là Vô Duyên. À, Khổng Hiếu cái là Không Hiểu. Tô Lộ Trung là Trúng Lô Tô. À, rồi người Mỹ nịnh đầm á, gặp cô Việt Nam nó cô đẹp quá đó. À, nói tầm bậy. Người Mỹ thường thường họ nói lộn ngược lại mà. À, cô đẹp quá thành dẹp cô qua. Dẹp qua bên á, dẹp cô qua. Ôi, vân vân và vân vân. À, hôm trước có nói lần rồi phải không? Yeah, the Vietnamese names, you know. Sometimes if you pronounce it differently, it become completely different meaning. Sometimes even opposite meaning. Understand? Yeah. So I told them to pronounce it correctly. No excuse. The Vietnamese who went overseas, they sometimes pronounce it very funny. Yeah. Any question? No? Yeah, tell me.
2 weeks ago, I went to a conference in Geneva called Global Humanitarian Forum. Mm. It was extremely interesting with Kofi Annan and Dr. Bashaori and lots of other important people.
Sure.
But you know what happened?
What?
At lunchtime, huh? They served
no
vegetarian food.
No.
I mean, there was nothing I could eat. And in the evening...
How about Bashaori? What did he eat?
I don't know, he wasn't there. Oh. But in the evening, all the people that were at this conference were invited by the Swiss government on one of the big boats on the lake, and there was a nice dinner. Mm. There were vegetables in the beginning, like dips, but after that it was just fish and meat. Mm. So Dr. Bashaori was there, and I went over to him and I said, how come that a conference like this about the environment doesn't give vegetarian food. Yeah. And he said he would complain.
Yes.
But how can we make these people understand? They were talking all about global warming, everything, but they never mentioned meat.
What can I do? Okay, we just tell, and then who listen. Who don't.
Yeah.
I told you the philosophy, okay? If they listen, they listen. Mm. If they don't listen, then what? The poor Dr. Pachauri, how does he eat? Does he bring any?
I think he had the vegetables like me.
we
just had a few dips, a few vegetables. He actually looked much better than usual. He looked more relaxed.
Maybe he needs somebody to go around with him, cooking for him. Yeah, because he travels a lot and he works a lot and he needs some nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We need him to be alive.
Of course.
We need the guy. He's probably the only one vegetarian on that conference, why.
No. The Princess of Jordan was there, and she's very much involved in humanitarian work. And
vegetarian?
Well, I asked her if she knew about the meat thing, you know, and she said, I am a vegetarian.
So she is?
Yes,
my gosh, she's wonderful.
And she got your book.
Oh, she got it. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know,
bless
her. There were quite a few vegetarians on this
conference. And how did she eat there, poor princess? Does she eat?
The second lunch was in a restaurant where we were all invited, and there you could actually ask for a vegetarian meal.
There's a restaurant?
We were all invited by some company.
Okay, you know what? Next time tell Dr. Pachauri, at least whenever he travels somewhere, let us know. We come and bring vegetarian food for the vegetarian people, at least. If we couldn't cook for everybody, then at least we cook for those who needs it. Because sometimes they travel many days, they don't bring stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff are not easy to bring. Sometimes have to go quick and the staff don't have visa. Yeah, like I don't always have stuff in my pocket. Yes. You think I always have people run around serving me? It's not true. I mostly have to be alone. Yeah? Because the people who helped me are mostly Taiwanese. Huh? And they don't always have visa. Or they use up their visa for the conference here. So sometimes you think the important people, they have staff all over them. It's not always true. And I don't always have people around me. It's lucky enough that I have a driver. Yes. If not, I just take a taxi. It depends on where. My life, I have to continue with or without help. So, what do you want me to do about that? Complain to the United Nations, huh? Yeah, we write a letter. Who told you to be there? It's your problem.
No, it was really interesting. It was worthwhile going.
Of course.
I was just shocked that...
I know. How did you get in there? They even let you?
As press. SMTV press. Press pass.
Ah, that's very good already. Yeah.
I thought next year you should really come to it.
As a what?
As a speaker.
A speaker?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like travel too much. You know, I am shy. We see. What I mean is, how can I even go there to cook?
You couldn't, because it was in a hotel.
I cooked some other hotel and bring it there. They are hotel with apartment, you know? Apartment hotel. They have cookers and a refrigerator and everything. Yes. Sometimes this kind of hotel is cheaper than the other hotel even. Yes. Because they're not always 5 stars. The hotel with apartment, with cooking, convenient, sometimes it's very, very good, very convenient, and cheaper. Yeah. But not always that convenient, you know, because if I need sometimes fast internet, then sometimes, you know, 5-star hotel is the best. Yes. Yeah, I'm the 5-star client, yes. I rent a hotel room and my assistant come in and out all the time. To send video, send stuff, send news. I'm hardly there. Yeah? Mostly it's them who work. So sometimes the newspapers say I live in 5-star hotel. That's true too. Oh, a few days. And the rest is the staff. And I say, you guys' name should be on the newspaper, not me. You use it more often. You come every day, almost every day. Understand? They take turn to go there to send email or video, because sometimes send video take long time, no? Sometimes only one hour video take many days, or one day, or half a day, depends on how fast, yeah, how big the file, yeah, and how good quality you want it. It's not all that easy. our technology is not all that good, not as good as Mars, not yet. But I'm grateful already, yeah? Before we could not have video conference, we could not send a video file in 1, 2, 3, 4 days like that. See what you mean? Yeah. Okay, to send just audios is quick. But to send video with images, you know, like a film, it takes long time. Long, long time. If you can even, yeah? Some place they don't have it. Sometimes I travel in some country, they don't have fast internet. You can send email, receive email, okay. But you cannot send video, you know, DVD and this stuff. And you can't definitely make video conference. No, no, no. See what I mean? Yeah. All right. Now, because you mentioned that, I'm telling you, it's right now water shortage a lot, yeah? So we have to do some like preserve rainwater, yeah? You can try to maybe buy a big tank or something, put under the gutter and let the rain run in there, also fine. Or if you can afford it, dig a pool or something and leak all your rainwater from the roof to go there. And you can use it for anything, washing, yeah, cleaning, watering your grass, yes, even drink. When I was younger, like 14, 15 something, high school time, I lived in one of the villas on the seaside in Vietnam, very beautiful. And underneath they have a big reserve tank for raining water, and we use that a lot. Sometimes there's no water from the tap. We have to use that water. It tastes so sweet and so clear, you know. After the water settles in there, I think even any dirt will go at the bottom. And the water on top is so clean, so clear, and so sweet. And it stays in the dark, so there's no bacteria or anything like that. Yes. In Spain, they do that a lot. I had a house in Spain. Well, I still have it. If you can call that a house. It's like two-story, if you can call that two stories. You know, it's like it's perching next to the mountain like this, you know? So, of course, according to the mountain slope, they make it one room underneath and one room on top. One room underneath is like there is an open chimney cooking and stuff, you know? And the other room on top, you can sleep, yes. It's small, you know, maybe about 5, 6 meters, something like that. Yeah. Well, top and bottom. And there's no staircase. They just like carve into the wall, you know, and then you have to tiptoe, climb on the wall to go up to the second floor. It's quite an adventure every day. And it's not that. It's the water system. You see, in Spain, they conserve water like that. They dig like some big hole or some well under the house or next to the house. And somehow they direct all the rainwater, whatever possible, go in there. And in there it's completely dark. Huh? It's sealed off. It's sealed off. And they, of course, they make a door. Huh? Whenever you want to take water, then you do like this. Huh? You get a bucket and with a rope and you go tuk, 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 tuk. Good exercise, huh? Okay, first I get the water, exercise for my upper body, and then I climb the wall very carefully. you have to have power, otherwise you slip down, you know? So it was a very good situation. Yes, and good for meditation. You don't have electricity there. Not only you don't have water, you don't have electricity. So it's very nice you go to meditate early. No excuse to watch television. There's nada over there. You can only walk up and down the hill, fetch the water, yeah, just for fun, and climb the wall. Climb one toe at a time, eh? Yeah, because you know, you don't have enough room for the whole 2 feet, huh? You don't walk, you climb like centipede. Understand? With, like, you know, Spider-Man? Yeah. I was thinking I'm a Spider-Woman. You know? Yeah. I miss that place, yeah. We were staying there happily ever after. I tell you what, the water is all sealed and dark, you know. It had to be dark, yeah? So there's no bacteria, nothing grow. You understand? That is the secret. The Spanish people, they knew this secret. Yes. And over there, they even have this natural sewage system. Yes. The toilet will be screened many times until it's mostly clear water. And then it go under trees and grasses, you know, branches out. So you can use it forever. And it's no harm to environment, nothing. You understand? They probably clean it out every 5 or 10 years or something, depends on how many people use it. But mostly it just disperses into the ground, watering the plants, you know, the flowers, the grass, the trees. So you see, it's a very good recycling system. Because the Spanish people, some area don't have water, you know. They rely on rainwater. Even now they have government water organized, but they still use this ecology system, which is very good. Every house have 2 systems now, all connected with each other, you know, the rain system and the tap system. You can turn one off, turn one on, or turn both on. Depends on what you want to use. Yes, yes. It's very good. I like Spanish people for that. Yeah. So even now we are shortage of water in some of the areas of the world. In your area, even if you have water, you can conserve more rainwater for different use. Yes? First, good for the environment. Second, while you take care of yourself. Third, less bill to pay. Okay? It's very good. Try that. Yes? When I live in the cave, I don't have any water. I buy big tank, you know, not tank, but like big bucket, you know, big, sometimes very big like that. And then I put it under some of the rainway, you know, from the mountain. There's some crack, there's some rain water or some water coming in there. I put it there and then it come in there. I'm alone, I can use it forever. Okay, that was a long time ago. Huh? I don't have that luxury anymore. I really miss it. It's really the best time. When I can live alone, that's the best time for me. Not a care in the world, yes. I live very simple, you know. I could even use canned food, you know, it wouldn't harm me at all. People say canned food is not healthy, but you don't eat canned food alone, huh? Now and again you go out and get some fresh vegetable, fruit and things like that. And you use it for 1 week or a few days, and then later you get more, huh? Mm. Very simple, actually. Nice life, my God. I really love that life. I don't have that luck to have a quiet life in this lifetime. Yes. Actually, I didn't plan to come here. I didn't know you guys are here either. I mean, not physically. I was informed that, okay, some people like to come for holidays. Okay, why not? It's empty. Let them come. It's their home. They come whenever they like, whether I'm there or not. But I just happen to be here. You know the story, right? Okay. And then you are here, and I'm here. Huh? How about that? What a coincidence. Yeah. There's another tip for environment, when you're talking about the environmental gathering in Switzerland. Yeah. We can always gather all the garbage together in one bag, okay? Because mostly you put another garbage bag in the toilet, another garbage in the kitchen, another garbage bag in the living room, etc., etc. Don't just every day collect every bag and then even it's only half empty. It's better you collect all, pour all the garbage into one bag until it's full and take it out. Yes. Yeah. Here, yesterday, I told you, don't talk over the food, no? do the same at home, okay? Yes. In case you're sick, you don't give it to somebody else. Also, it's nice to keep quiet, to remember the holy names inside, and you maintain your samadhi all the time, even while you're eating. Understand? Take advantage of the time, yeah? So can use it for blessing, for inner realization, instead of wasting breath, energy, and spiritual merit just to talk. When we talk, things come out. Yeah? Energy come out also, leaking something. Yes. If you have to talk, brief, quick, quiet. Yeah? Also, not to clam over the food just to get the salad over there. Meanwhile, your clothes are dipping all over the vegan, the sausage, and the soy sauce. Ne? Also, dusty and dirty for other people. It doesn't look appetizing. Ne? Understand? Yeah. Maybe some of your beautiful hair falling in there. That's not vegetarian, is it? Understand?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then we have to say, maybe there's some trace of non-veg in our food. You know, there's some food in a supermarket, like maybe chocolate or something. They make it vegan, huh? Normally they don't make milk in that brand, for example. But they say, may contain traces of nuts or milk. Contain traces, you know. So if you do this kind of thing, huh? The food is all over here. And you reach over the river to get the salad or your favorite something, then some of your hair, beautiful may it be, fall in there. Yeah? Maybe some little insect or something that you brought with you illegally, yeah, that the immigration office did not check out. Maybe drop in there as well. Then we have to declare, to be honest, you know, as we have a five precept. One of it is honesty, you know, don't tell lie. You know? So many rules already here, you know, don't talk, don't stand, don't sit, don't lay down already. And now the food have to put a slogan all over, you know, may contain traces of human souvenir. Understand me, yeah? That is more complicated, especially we are international group. It had to be like 128 languages. You see what I mean? Then we don't have time for meditation. Yeah, just sit there, translate forever. Ah, yeah. And there's never enough translation because there's some remote area people. Even in China, they have like 1,001 different dialects. For example, huh? So we'll be busy forever, okay? So please don't shake your beautiful souvenir into the food by climbing over it, yeah? Just take whatever you have in front of you, and if you want something else, go around it. Wait your turn. It's like in a buffet, no? They make you go around, huh? Like in the airport or in a buffet restaurant, you don't jump over like that, huh? Yeah. Okay, behave yourself, eh? You're good. You are good. It's just your personality sometimes, your character sometimes are no good. Yeah? So if I sometimes tell you something, it is just your character, okay? Or your personalities, or your upbringing. But you are good, yeah? At least you eat vegetarian. Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, and you feel like you are a saint already. Oh, thank you again. Yeah. How good are you? Anyway, huh? Yeah, yeah. Eating vegetarian. Don't kill people. Don't steal. Don't tell lies. Don't gamble, etc. Don't take drugs. All these are good? Yeah? Good for what? Just good for you. Nothing good about it. Everybody should be like that to begin with. No? Now I have to return you to your goodness. Normally, everybody should be like that. Vegetarian is good for your health, right? And don't take drugs, it's good for your health. And don't gamble and all that, good for your health also. Yeah, mental health, physical health. If you lose money, you get angry, you get sick, you die also. No? Yeah. And leave your families behind. And don't take drugs and all that, good for you. Don't drink alcohol, it's all good for you. Don't tell lies, it's good for? For who? For me? Sure, huh? Thank you, huh? Yeah, the five precepts, if you keep it. The vegetarian diet, if you keep it. It's good for whom? For whom? For me? Yeah, for you, yes, for me. Me, you, yeah. The you, me, yeah, okay.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
Subsidize and convert the drug industry into vegetable organic farming.
For help quitting, please visit some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.